At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Good morning. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm so happy. Oh my God. You know me. I love getting up at 3. Woo.
It seems like you do.
Oh my God, I'm so into it. Well, I am fully caffeinated. Thank you, San Francisco Bay Coffee. I love you.
Oh, there it is.
I love you, SF Bay Coffee.
Nice to see you.
It's really nice to see you too.
So I know you didn't have a party vacation.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a party vacation. So. But it was a good vacation. You know, my cousin has ALS. It's horrible.
Which, of course, you leave.
And Eric Dane dies.
I swear to you, I had to swallow the whole, like, I just went, it's too weirdly coincidental.
I know.
And it happened to that dude fast.
It did.
So I don't know what's happening.
I don't know when he was actually diagnosed, but he made the announcement in 2025. Mm-hmm. Like it was a year ago. It's just insidious. And I know it's probably different for every person who gets it. Some people it goes a long time. Sometimes people it happens really fast. But man, it is not a party. It's really, although I will say, because the person is still 100% there in their head and just can't talk anymore and can't move, it's like my cousin Brad has an incredible sense of humor. So he uses his eyes to type words and then he'll just offer up, like all of a sudden his computer will say something for him that is just, you can look over and go, oh my God. He'll like
so
make
he
a
can't
joke.
Talk now.
Oh no, he can't talk. He can't eat. He is paralyzed. Basically. He cannot move at all. It's horrible.
So it went fast for him too then.
It did. He was diagnosed in December of 2024. So it's been, I mean, last February, last Valentine's Day, we also spent with my cousin Brad and he drove us there, even though he was clearly suffering from some of the early effects. And now 1 year later.
Okay. I know this is it. We're on the air.
Hello.
Live. Do they have any idea what brings this on for people? Is this all hereditary? It's not hereditary?
I don't believe it's hereditary. And they actually, there are a few different theories about it. And some of them
definitive.
Is like head trauma can, you know, early in your life can possibly, I mean, honestly, they don't really know. And it's one of the saddest things is last January, when someone took office, a bunch of these trials that they were doing for new drugs and stuff like that got canceled. He got into it and it was, then they wiped it all off the board.
No,
they weren't
going to
fund
that.
That anymore.
Oh.
And so that was, and that was sort of the last hope.
Dang.
If there is even hope, you know, it's really. So anyway, as we're going through all this, I'm like, oh no. Eric Dane was,
yeah,
I feel like
breaks.
We just found out about that. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Well, and you're right. We only know what we're told in those scenarios. And so he may have been.
He may
have
had
been
it
for
right.
years. Who knows?
Although one story I read did say he was diagnosed in 2025, but it's possible that that person misspoke in their article that they wrote.
Mm.
So I don't really know. But yeah, it went really, really fast for him.
And then you went to Florida.
And then I saw my parents, and they're, you know, 86 and 80 and going strong.
Trucking. Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear
we
it.
We had a great time, and they were in good spirits, and everybody was happy, and we had a great time. So that part of the trip was wonderful.
Just real quick, it just occurred to me, I just want to mention, there wasn't supposed to be rain that I had seen, and yet there was rain here in the city. So just
yes, this like morning
clouds were expected,
yep.
and kind of on and off all week, but actual rain fell on my drive in and I hadn't seen that in the forecast at all. So
this weekend was beautiful. It was like 80 degrees at my house on Saturday.
I took Edie for a surf on Saturday.
Did you?
I have fun with that kid. Mm. We had the best time. I posted a couple things.
She going on 8 now?
She's 7 going, yeah, she'll be 8 in August.
Oh, right, okay, so summer is not tomorrow.
No, but it's...
right around the corner.
We've had a couple close calls, like all of January, and then the last week, pretty nice stuff.
I know, it's been really, really nice.
But I got to take her out, and we hung, and it was, that was one of the days where I just went, because there were a bunch of days during our time off where I like one day I spent in here. I had to train on some things.
Oh, you came in on your vacation.
I can never get caught not being able to run the equipment.
I know.
I just felt like a baby. Like, oh my God, I don't know how to do my job. So stupid.
Well, in your defense, once it becomes our board set up for us, it's very logical, and you do know how to run it. It's the steps that it takes to get to the layer.
In
the,
and it, out.
Right.
And all
oh,
that.
My God. And on and off the air. It's crazy.
So anyway, I came in and did that one of the days. I had to go buy a car one of the days, which is a day.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Getting a car. And I did get another Ford Mach-E. So
nice.
I love it. I'm super happy.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then one of the days was I just had to tear my garage apart and start
you
clean
do
it.
And every, do it. Every year.
I had to.
You do it. Yep.
And as you pull stuff out, I mean, I don't even know how you people, like, who just leave it. As you pull stuff out, you're like,
I would just leave
there's
it.
Mouse poop. There's this. Mm. There's that. There's disgusting.
This.
I mopped the whole floor with Pine Sol, ooh, you know, just cleaned the whole thing. Yeah. And now we can use it again. Yay. So most of the days I front loaded it with stuff to do and then got to hang at the beach with Edie on Saturday and just.
Oh,
super
it's a
fun.
Perfect day for that. Mm-hmm. I also did something special during my vacation. I listened to your show with Mason, and she's fun. I was actually laughing, and I was jealous that I wasn't there. Like,
oh,
that seems so fun. Oh, this is what I would say about that. Oh no. She was great. I was so excited for you guys.
Mason's a nice lady, for
sure.
She
was. Did you guys get along well? Was there?
We did, yeah. I mean, this is,
she's a pro.
I don't necessarily, she is a pro. Like, we got thrown some curveballs before we even began.
And you rolled with it.
And the truth is, Monday night? Whatever it was, I was rattled.
Oh,
like
I'm
to
sure,
my core,
yes.
rattled, and it just there's a and that's multi-layered. So
well,
it was
and
just,
Maddie
was
is ill and continues.
Right.
So that's we'll update you when we can.
Right. So anyway, that was just we got through it and we did the best we could, and under the circumstances, I think we did well. I think the star of the whole week was Bob, who had to step up in ways that she hasn't been trained.
I had no idea what I was doing. And it was wonderful. And yet, we had a blast.
You pulled it off. It actually, there
no one
was
suspected a thing.
Kind of a frenetic air about the whole production that you guys were putting on that I, because I knew what was happening, I knew what was going on at the station and all the whole situation, where I was really kind of enjoying you guys' pain, I guess is one way to put it. Like, I really, but in the best possible way, like, you guys had a weird energy that was kind of catchy, you know? Like, it was clearly things weren't running smoothly, and it was at times, but then you sort of settled in. By Friday, you guys were having so much fun. And I laughed. I mean, it's hard. I will say this. What you guys did is hard. You were down a man, down two men, really, and you had to work with someone that you've never worked with before. And by Friday, it was clicking. Like, I really thought it sounded great. I was excited for you.
My wife goes, I'm going to write Bob. And I go, don't write Bob. And she goes, I have to. She was the one person that stood by you through that thing in a situation where you had nobody. You had nobody. And I was like, no, Cam was cool. Cam was great,
we had
actually
so much help.
But it was one of those things where
Cam was good.
Was good, but it was one of those things where he's new, she's new.
Everybody's new.
It's the
two of you, the old vets.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, just leave Bob alone. But she did. She was like, thank God you had Bob at least. And I was like, no, everybody stepped up. It was good in that way, but it wasn't what was there was a plan.
There was a plan.
There was a plan, and that plan went poof. So
that's a sign of a plan blowing up.
Yep, going like invisible.
You're like, wait, what? But the timing on this.
Now
what?
Listen, I know that you're so into award show, and you're soon going to tell us a bunch of stuff about the about whatever
the SAG Awards.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, don't.
I put the list of winners up. I hate awards.
I know.
Thank you.
But over the vacation, another thing there was, you know, we had Frankenstein to watch, and I started that, and I haven't started that.
I did hear that was the assignment, but it escaped me.
Well, sure. Sinners, which we all watched, has done well and was very good. Nuremberg, is that the name of the movie? It's starring Russell Crowe and the guy from Mr. Robot.
Oh, Rami Malek?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Hanks boys is in it as well.
Yeah, Colin.
Colin. And it's one of those things where you go, another world, like, do we need another World War? Because there's some of the greatest movies ever made. Schindler's List,
movies,
like,
right.
World War II movies. It's right. A thing. What's the other one? Saving Private Ryan. Like, there's big movies. Mm. The story's been told. And yet, that movie's great.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it and went, that movie is getting no run, no word of mouth, no anything.
Is it new or has it been out for a while?
It came out in November, so I don't know.
I
guess it would be eligible because I feel like Marty Supreme came out around then.
And that's another movie I tried. Did you like that?
I loved it.
You loved Marty Supreme.
I mean, I wouldn't say that Marty's my hero. I think he's a jerk, but
he's an unlikable. Like, you, I struggled to continue watching it because I'm like, dude, there's nothing really likable about you.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's fun to watch for sure.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews. the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a few things, but did you guys watch Survivor?
No. Did it start last night?
It started last Wednesday.
Oh.
I walked in.
It's a 3-hour premiere episode.
Oh, boy.
And I walked in on it.
So good.
Already on. Oh. So I didn't watch it, but I saw this scene where Ozzy's like on the top of a structure. And he's battling two other former contestants that I know. One of them is Coach, and I can't think of the other dude's name.
Colby? Is it the third dude?
It was another dude.
Oh, no.
It wasn't Colby, though.
It wasn't Colby.
It was the guy who was tied the sweater to the front of his waist.
Q.
I didn't watch any of the recaps. I don't know all these dudes'
names. You got to go back and watch. There are two people on there. I'm like, I have no memory of either of those people. They're like, oh, you guys are the pick and litter. We wanted everyone who's here. You earned your spot. I'm like, there's two people. And I've watched every season. And one of them was not even that long ago. I was like, I don't remember. Angelina and then some blonde mom type. I don't know them. But Camilla's back. Our local girl who was on maybe 2 or 3 seasons ago. She and Kyle went all the way to the end together.
Camilla,
yeah.
I gotta look her up.
She was, she and Kyle were Guyanese. I believe that's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
She's a local chick, so.
Camilla, I get the queen. Camilla, Survivor.
I want to say that she spells her name with a K, Vinny, if you look at
her. Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
But she's on, like, there's a lot to like about this show. It's fun to see some of these people and what they're up to. And, it's hard to be the first one out. So
minute or two that I watched, there was, like, there's Ozzy going, you guys, play with honor and this.
Okay, Ozzy.
And Coach just burns him, royally burns him.
Yeah.
And leaves him laying in the sand going, oh my. And I just thought, oh, this is going to be a good season.
Yeah.
I watched 1 minute and it was already good.
You're going to love it. It's really.
And so you love it.
I do. Okay. And there's some good twists in it and there's some fun stuff and Billie Eilish is in it. Like you'll have to wait and see. It's really. I'm really excited about it.
Good.
So, yes, in addition to your homework for Bob's Movie Club, please also watch Survivor.
I'll catch up.
Yeah. There's only one, but it's 3 hours long.
That is.
And it didn't feel like a 3-hour show either. It was fully exciting and fun the whole time.
Good.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Mini Alice, Morning Show. We will play one song and we will be back right after this.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.